Bill had put on the website some recordings of some of these services in the past, and it was really interesting to, you could recognize the voices, and most of them are no longer with us. They went, since went home to be with the Lord. And but it's, you recognize the voices. I told Judy, I said, it's amazing. And then you can look at somebody's picture and so forth, but when you hear their voice that's passed on and went home to be in heaven, whether it's Elvis singing a song or whatever, you kind of recognize those voices. So with that, it was really, really cool. Now I'm going to talk a little bit later about a portal or a gateway. We have a lot of gateways in our society now, and I'm learning a little bit to take advantage of some of the gateways or the portals. Now, there's good portals spiritually and bad portals spiritually. There's good portals physically and bad portals. So you got to be careful. But, you know, I like to butt in the if. I found that on my phone, I have an assistant, which gives me pretty good advice and information. She maps out a map or where we need to travel, and that's pretty good. But she doesn't have all the wisdom to answer a lot of things. So I got this one thing on my phone. It's called Perplexity. Now, I come to find out that Perplexity is an AI person. and if you got Windows, now you can get ChatGPT and all that stuff on your computer. You can talk to it. It talks back to you. It's amazing. So I was thinking about a little church in Tallahassee, Florida, called Bethel United Methodist Church. It used to be called Bethel Methodist. So I asked my Perplexity person, I don't know what his name is or her name, I asked him, I said, where did it start and how did it start? My understanding, it started at a pond called Bethel Pond in 1834. But now it's grown and has a rich history in the Florida Conference of the United Methodist Church. Is there any way that you can tell me who was the original pastor that was first appointed to Bethel Methodist Church in Tallahassee? It was called Bethel Episcopal Methodist, whatever. It's had a couple names, but basically Methodist. Oh yeah, he said. The earliest name I could find for the Bethel United Methodist Church in Tallahassee is a fellow by the name of John W. Yarborough. He listed serving in 1838. The church's own pastor history and the church notes that the record started keeping track of the Methodist meetings began at Bethel Pond in 1834, all held by laypeople. It was amazing because that's really the history and the beauty of the Methodist denomination, that it is the lay people that run the church. Well, the Holy Spirit runs the church, but the lay people, pastors are just facilitators. That's all we are. We have a voice, but we have no vote within the local congregation. But we have a voice. And so the lay people really run the church and do the worship services. Now, since the disaffiliation in this past couple of years, there's a lot of churches locally here that are still don't have a pastor because of disaffiliation, but the lay people run the worship services and run the church, and they're flourishing good. Well, anyhow, I digress. So I asked the guy then, well, what do the records show? Now, Phil keeps good records, and he has, and you can do this for yourself, celebrating our history and talking about that stuff. What does the church history say about the Kent meeting that was held near the Bethel Pond in 1834? Wow. So now you can go back, and I think first recorded that you have, Phil, is pastors way back in, what, 1800s or Florida,
yeah,
first,
yeah,
Florida
in
Conference?
The 1800s, yes.
That pulpit that I am blessed to stand behind was the pulpit that was used at the very first Methodist Conference of Florida in 1845, I believe. And so, I mean, in the altar realm. And it said something in some of the stuff I was reading about the communion table. Is that communion table also, or is that an updated version of the communion table?
I think it was mentioned in the same place that I got the other stuff. I think it might have been part of the, say, all the equipment from that time. Probably the late 1800s.
Yeah. And that stuff originally was at Trinity downtown. Trinity started in 1824. And so we were 10 years later. And then Trinity, as it grew, well, they didn't have a place to store all that old stuff. So they gave it to Bethel. But then they wanted it back, but Bethel wouldn't give it back to them.
Yes,
so
they learned to regret it.
Yeah.
But
my AI person said, let me tell you a small caveat. He said, the church always says that it is certain that faithful men were pastors from 1834. Now, that could also not necessarily ordain clergy. You've got lay certified pastors and different things. So the pastors at the time were probably lay pastors all the way from 1834. But it suggests that the earlier years were not fully documented. I found that interesting. So the best document answer is that John W. Yarborough was the first recorded pastor appointed to the Bethel Episcopal Methodist Church of the South. And then it also goes on. Now, I can pull you some more information about the pastor succession from 1838 to the 1840s, but I didn't ask him that because I can get that from Phil.
Or in the history page.
Yeah, no, So with that said, any thoughts or ideas or anything you want to share?